The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So what was sort of the step in the process here to come in front of the Common Council? What does that sort of signify at this point?
Yeah, well, it's great. Acting President Bowman submitted this resolution, you know, no prompting from us. Truthfully, I didn't even know about it until it was submitted. And as part of that resolution, they requested that I come and speak to the council, which I'm thrilled to do. And they passed that resolution showing the support of the council for this project. So yeah, of course, I'll come out and answer any questions they have.
Just in the general process now that you guys are involved with now, obviously you're down to two sites, you know, where do you sort of go from here at this point?
Yeah, so we are, as I said in there, we are in the final conversations with the stakeholders of both of those sites. They are both proving to be highly motivated to get the stadium there. So it's going to be a tough decision, and it's one that we're going to have to make in the coming weeks here. So that's the immediate next step.
Are you allowed to disclose the second site? We know the first site is the Buffalo News site. Is are we allowed to know what the second
site is? I'm not yet. With those conversations going on, just got to see them all the way through before it can become public.
Talked a little bit about the funding as well. What's the latest development there in terms of the funding for the new stadium?
Yeah, so both of these two finalist sites were frankly not being considered by me or Buffalo Pro Soccer when we first came. They were presented to us once, you know, it got out there what our project was, and once people started to realize what the potential of a stadium of this capacity could be. So, yes, you know, I did start, and I fully intended initially to go to a different site and to do this, you know, completely privately funded. These other sites are just too good not to see all the way through, not to pursue completely, both for the club, but actually more importantly for Buffalo and for Western New York. And they are more expensive than the ones we were initially considering. So the plans had to change a little.
I don't know how much you can talk about it at this point, knowing that the second location isn't out there yet, but with the Buffalo News parking lot one, I mean, what do you like about that? What can you say about that spot? It's obviously sort of, you know, it's right in the corridor of many sports venues. I mean, like,
that's huge right there. To be able to, you know, further develop a sports corridor, a pro sports corridor in downtown Buffalo would be amazing. You know, you've also got the proximity to the hotels. It's a venue that people from around Western New York and then Southern Ontario are accustomed to coming to for pro sports with the Sabres or, you know, Canisius Hockey, whatever it may be. So that's very attractive. It's also, listen, it is as a you know, resident of the city of Buffalo and someone who loves this city, It's a parking lot desert right now, you know, and it's an opportunity to hopefully, if we choose that site, if it ends up making the most sense, to be a catalyst for development in downtown Buffalo and draw more people and more money there.
Is there a time crunch that you're, is there concern of a time crunch, I should say, just because obviously you want to get going here March 2026. I mean, what's kind of the timeline there?
So there is a time crunch, but there is not a concern of a time crunch. We expect that we are going to be making our decision on this stadium in the coming weeks here. And as soon as we do, it is full speed ahead. You know, at both of these sites, there will be a push for some public funding. So we'll need to really advance those conversations. And then principal owner conversations are going great, and people are waiting to hear where we end up before they make those decisions. So I expect by the end of this year, all of that to be done. And then we have shovels in the ground basically as soon as weather permits, you know, next winter, spring.
And is then personnel decisions to coach?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that expected to come shortly after the shovels in the ground, or what is that?
Yeah, no, we are going to be staffing up, and I'm already having preliminary conversations with technical staff, with front office staff, mostly higher level vice president, executive type positions. People are going to be coming in January. You know, it's going to have to go quickly if we're going to be on the field by 2026, and I fully expect that we will be.
What about sort of high-level investors and a potential owner or part owner? And how is that conversation going?
Yeah, it's going great. So the seed round has been a complete success. We're set there. Don't need to raise any more in seed funding. And at one of the sites, there is an offer from a principal right now. And it's a pretty good one. But we do expect, once we've selected which site we'll be going to, more to want to have those advanced conversations. So we want to make sure that we've, you know, vetted all of our interested parties and all of our offers, and make sure we're making the right choice for the business. Because at the end of the day, we can't just accept the most money necessarily. We need to create a sustainable business if this is going to last forever. So yeah, those conversations are going very well. I expect as soon as we announce which site we're going to be at, not long after that, we'll be selecting our principal owner.
Are you able to say around how much seed funding you guys raise, vicinity?
I probably shouldn't right now, honestly. But we set a goal and we hit it. So that's, you know, happy with that.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.